RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today it seems that the word probiotic around the world is thrown around, and thrown around casually and spoken with such fluidity that you would think that we all had a full understanding of exactly what it meant. Funny thing is, with the more radio shows I do, the more consultations I do, the more emails that I answer, I think there is most likely more confusion today than when the word was originally started to be used in commonplace today, but confusion as well. Some clarity and maybe a little back to basics conversation might be a really good idea to give us a better understanding and possibly enlighten many people to the many uses of this amazing life nutrient. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American Probiotic Industry. As a developmental scientist whose family has been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured food for generations, Natasha has spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. I'd like to welcome my guest today, Natasha Trenev. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Jeff, and this is a very serious topic we need to discuss today because literally, the health of the nation is dependent on it.
Well, you know, I think the thing where we have a hard time with people understanding is, you know, I'm very grateful to the media and the television commercials that have portrayed the idea of using probiotics in the form of yogurt, at least getting the word out there. But, you know, it's so far from the actual true to form benefit of what the word probiotics actually mean. If you were pressed up against the wall and somebody asked you the true definition of probiotics, how would you describe it? Because it's going to be probably different than what most people think.
Well, you know, I'll give you a couple of simple explanations. Well, first of all, probiotics is a term used to denote the use of living microorganisms that first must stay alive in efficacious amounts throughout processing, storage, shipping, and in the gut to convey their healthful benefits. And this is what we don't have today. We don't understand microbes, that you can only see them at 500x magnification. They are probably everywhere. Depending on which research you look at, 9/10 of us is bacteria, and only 10% is human cells. And interestingly enough, every time we defecate, 40% of our dry weight fecal matter is bacteria, and it can even shift the balance of bacteria in our system. So it's a very fluid system. Each time we eat, drink, or even breathe, we're ingesting bacteria. And what we have done is we have changed the environment in all westernized cultures by the use of antibiotics indiscriminately, chemicals in our food supply that have really altered this very delicate ecosystem. And so now we see a proliferation of chronic problems throughout the population that I think we need to address. And in order to address it, we have to define which diet is suited for each individual, what type of probiotic supplementation, and what exercise regimen is suited for each individual, because in this instance, one size does not fit all. And unfortunately, ignorance is not bliss, but a terrible mistake that people make when they're trying to improve their health by not understanding how to select true probiotic beneficial strains and how the product must be used so that you can benefit from the use of it.
Would you say the definition of a probiotic in a light, easy term would be friendly bacteria?
Yeah, friendly or beneficial bacteria that are essential to our health and well-being.
You know, it is interesting. I was speaking with a doctor last week, and this is some of the mentalities out there. Now, this is a pretty well-known doctor, and he does recommend good quality probiotics, and which is really good. But somewhere along the line in his mindset, he felt at this one point in time that if someone used a bottle of probiotics, they have completely reestablished the bacteria, and they don't need to do anything past that. And in his mind, he kept thinking, you know, we've reestablished it, so they're good. And I said, but they're not good. This is a daily routine, and it's a life routine. And after a little education, I saw the light go on. But it amazes me that there is that's one of the things going on out there as far as a mindset.
Well, yeah, it's a mindset. I mean, 20 years ago, I did grand rounds at the UCLA Medical Center, and some of the old school gastroenterologists looked at me and said, well, the large intestine is sterile. And all I did is stare back at them because, you know, it's like questioning God if you pose a question. So I think doctors need to be educated. I think they the explosion of information that's coming out, especially now that we know that the 100 trillion microbes in our gut interact with the 100 million neurons that are there and 70 to 80% of our immune cells. So actually, the gut microbiota not only controls our immunity, our metabolism, our you know, the composition of our blood, how we think, how our emotions, everything really. And the fact that we're ignorant is not bliss. And this is the first time in the history of medicine that the departments of gastroenterology are talking to psychiatrists and psychologists to understand this gut-brain axis and to realize that, you know, the metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, you name it, it's all related to the composition of the gut microbiota, our stress level, our diet, and that's changed inexplicably in our culture. And we keep doing the same thing, and yet we expect different results.
Why today, more than other times in the past, are these quality bacteria more necessary? Obviously, you know, many people have been using these, and it's been through the food supply in many cultures for a long time. But why today? Let's just say in the United States, why this date today is it more important than ever for us to supply these quality-friendly bacteria into our bodies?
Right. Well, listen, just let me give you a few stats. According to the American Pediatric Association, in general, by the time a newborn infant is 1 year old, it will probably get three courses of antibiotics. The mother and father will probably not have good gut health. And so, unbeknownst to most people, the health of the mother's and father's gut microbiota get transferred to the infant. And this lack of knowledge is leading us down the path of all these what I call chronic illnesses, because we have changed the environment by the abuse of antibiotics, by the abuse of these chemicals in our food supply, by the stress level we have, and by the very processed chemical-laden food that we ingest every day. So this, in a holistic turn of events, is what's causing the severe breakdown of this microbiotic composition and the explosion of chronic health conditions.
You know, I think the interesting thing that people will take away from this, and this is a very much of a work in progress, because, you know, the idea of using probiotics is a completely different facet of our nutritional regime than, you know, our supplementation of our herbs and our vitamins and minerals, although very necessary for good quality health. But the understanding of how our body works, you know, internally, and how our digestive system and our gut works, and our assimilation and our absorbability factors work, and how we protect our immune system, these are things that are, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a better understanding in time. And obviously things are progressing in many times in a negative fashion. So we have to be on top of our good health, because it's true that microorganisms rule the world. And we'll definitely talk about that as well, you know, obviously in many future segments and shows, because it is that important for us to get that full understanding. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.